Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What a great way.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. And jingle bells,
how am I doing? Not bad to get into this mood, right?
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing.
Oh, they're swinging all the way. I've forgotten that. Yeah. All right, you excited or what's the scoop here? It's the day before the day before. But it's the, what do we have to celebrate today? 12/23/22. It's got to be something numerical in that.
Oh.
Right? 12/23/22.
Yeah, was it yesterday, 12/22/22, something powerful?
Yeah.
It was leaving Sagittarius, getting into Capricorn, the first full day of the winter solstice.
Yeah.
Today's Festivus.
Yep, there's Festivus, which is today. Festivus, remember the Seinfeld episode where Daniel O'Keefe, who is the writer, found a reference to an obscure holiday and celebrated it. This is 1966.
Mm-hmm. Made it mainstream.
He's doing research for the book Stolen Lightning, which explored astrology and cults and paranormal activity. So this is the day he chose to celebrate Festivus. So why not, right? There are pretty much all of the major religions and the holidays are being celebrated today. I think that's why he put this together.
Back in 1966, he was celebrating the anniversary of his first date with his wife.
Uh-huh.
And the day just became known as Festivus. And then Seinfeld was like, hey, let's bring it to everybody.
Right. Why not? It sounds like Larry, what's his face? It should be the show, not Seinfeld as much as Larry. What's Larry, the guy who's he was the producer of the Seinfeld show, and he had his own show. I think he still does. Larry, what's Larry?
Oh, yes, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
I'm blanking on his last name, too.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. But
good old Larry.
Yep, good old Larry. All right, so today we celebrate the day before Christmas, and lots of other things. I think it's the seventh day of Hanukkah, if I'm not mistaken, the first day of Kwanzaa, and there are a bunch of other things. You know, I've said that I with a little education this year, and I actually read more about it on the plane coming out here last night, because I'm in Los Angeles this morning. The story came up in an article I was reading about Christmas. I had in my focus all these things that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks about why it's okay to say Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to people. And I've been involved in so many different business meetings in the last 24 to 48 hours. And we all said the same thing upon leaving the meeting. And I sort of said to the people who were on the line with me, okay, this is why it's okay to say, it's okay to say Happy Holidays. And then if you want, Merry Christmas goes along with it, or whatever the other thing is, Happy Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you say? Is it Happy Kwanzaa? How do you say, I don't know. Let's kill it with Kwanzaa. Whatever
it
is.
Happy Kwanzaa. When I was in intermediate school, we did our holiday program. We celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and we said Happy Kwanzaa at the time. But I didn't know until recently, because Kwanzaa kicks off on Monday. I always thought Kwanzaa was one day, the way Christmas is, but it's not. It's going to be, it's Monday through Sunday, January 1st. It's elongated, kind of like how Hanukkah is, which kicked off sunset on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you ready? Have you done everything you needed to do? Are you excited about the opportunity to share all this really good stuff with your family and friends? Sometimes people in the feeling department get a little scared because they're not sure. People are too scared about too many things in my mind these days. And, you know, if I don't have the right gift, will they be not my friends anymore or whatever it is? You just welcome This is a new day. Every day, I think you can ask yourself that question. Are you scared? Are you excited? I think you can start any day that way. There are things to celebrate, things to be excited about, things to be not excited about, things to be that are sort of put offish, if you will. And I think one of the things is to not during this time of year, or maybe this is a good lesson, because indulging in anxiety is not really the best way to do your body or your head any good. Embracing opportunities, and people say, "Oh, it's good for you. It's easy for you to say. Look at all the things going on in your life." I think that you can attitudinally pretty much decide what you want to do in your own head, whether you have an upset stomach because you're nervous about this, that, or the other thing. Fear is a debilitating thing. If you can do nothing else for yourself during the holidays, lose the fear. Be excited about what all these things are that, or maybe curious, I don't know, passionate, loving, but fear? No place for that in my world, and I hope I can share. I'm sharing my world with you every day, and Jay is too, by the way. Doug Steffen, this is a Good Day program with Jay wishing you a Merry Christmas, because that's the weekend that we are upon. I think, just to finish off the conversation with regard to fear, there's really nothing wrong with being afraid as long as you don't let it doesn't stop you from doing the things that make your life important or exciting or whatever it is. Some people get frozen in fear. I remember that is sort of a lesson I took away from trying to teach somebody how to drive. You know, there's a... If you don't know how to drive, there's a good scene in this movie that's out at Christmas time with Tom Hanks. I think it's called Auto. And one of the things that he's doing is teaching this Hispanic lady how to drive. She knows how to drive. And you can look, he's such a good actor, and she's good too. There's a scene where as he's teaching her to drive, she's almost ready to crash into another car. And the fear, the look of fear on both of their faces. Ah, but you see, that's something that's appropriate. It shouldn't take over your lives. It just is, you know, fear sometimes is good to protect yourself. As much as anything else. Am I going on too long on this? I just think I want people to feel good. And try to frame the discussion around that.
And sometimes fear is a good thing. It protects us. There are different phobias where some people are not in control over their fear. It's legitimate mental illness. But a lot of times, like even if it's not related to mental illness, fear, anxiety, all of that stuff, it can be a good thing because anxiety means something. If we're nervous about something or feeling anxious, a lot of times it's just because we care about something a lot.
Yeah, right. And I think you can, this is the season of miracles. So do yourself a favor. You like to bring the people in your family into that miracle circle, but think about yourself for a second. And if you are fearful, just figure out how you can turn into love. What can you focus on? Whenever I get myself into a tizzy about something, all I do is look at pictures of Jasper and Miles, and it's over. you look at those two kids. The picture that I have now, that's my, what do they call the cover page on Facebook, whatever the Facebook page is, and I've put it in a few other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that fixes it for me. Everybody's got one of those things. Either a remembrance of somebody that was in your life that was good, you know, all of that sort of thing. So, I don't know. I want you to feel December 23rd is the precursor to December 24th, the night before Christmas and all through the house. I got a couple of notes from people yesterday after they heard me reading. We also had, I think, a little earlier, reading the all of those night before Christmases.
Yeah, I was going to say, which rendition did you get the most notes over?
The one about women. That was the one. Well, because we have more women listening to the program than anything else, I suppose that makes sense. Here's the story from Iowa. This is neat. So the local news broadcasters in the winter weather go together like love and marriage, speaking about that. The meteorologist is inside the studio, shows you all the radar, and then there's a reporter outside. It's like from the Weather Channel where Cantori is being blown away by some hurricane or something, right? You see the Weather Channel, he's always out wherever the road conditions are horrible, the weather is terrible, he's out there standing in the middle of it. And so the business about what's going on in Iowa, there was a sports reporter who is stuck, basically because it's the winter, you know, it's Christmas. So he's watching the weather in Waterloo. How do you like that for an alliteration?
Yeah, he had to fill in for the weather.
Yeah.
And it was probably the best weather report that ever was.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's just kind of fun to see. He says, I normally do sports, so everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sport guy to come in for about 5 hours earlier than he normally would to go stand in the wind and the snow and the cold and let other people not have to do the same thing. This is
he was like, I had to come in at 3:30. I didn't even know we had a 3:30 show. There's a 3:30 show. Or when he was talking about, like, things that are heated. And a lot of viewers were saying that it was dangerous for the channel to even have him out there. And he was saying it's not like he was standing out there the whole time. He was in a heated place for pretty much the entire time until he had to step outside to do the report. And then he'd go back into the heat. But he was also joking of, like, why can't I get inside the car and do the road conditions? Like, you get to do the road conditions from inside the car.
It was 40 degrees below zero in the windshield. Can you imagine? How did this stuff even work?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing.
He was so snarky and so funny about it. Yeah. And you could tell, like, he was joking and everything. He wasn't actually mad. It was really funny.
Yeah, right. Well, there's something that is kind of cool that does happen on both radio and TV, although a lot of people that are on television and even some of the pinch hitters next week on the radio, you will hear very few people that you normally hear next week, next week. Like, we'll be on the air every day live as we usually are, but then there will be other people that are that have Joe Blow in to filling in for Fred Smith. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the reason we're not going to be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is because it's the weekend.
The weekend, right, exactly. And it's a doggone shame. So there. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more about how it all works at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This could be the instrumental version, but it's not. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 23rd of December. Jake Kirshner and I now open up the floodgates, literally, to what's going on with Mr. Gates. Like how clever I put that together? I've been thinking about that for at least the last hour. How can we cleverly get into a discussion of Bill Gates? And the way to do it is to open the gates to the information about Bill Gates and why he is not one of the richest people in the world. I think it has something to do with the big D, but we'll figure that out right after this. Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful. Right next to the skin, feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. So what's going on with Bill Gates is the question, Jay. Looks like
he might not be on the world's richest list in the near future.
Well, you know what? That doesn't hurt him that much, because how much money can you spend? How much money can you control? It's maybe ego as much as anything else. But he was interviewed and he said, I turned 67. It's hard to believe I'm that old. He said, most people my age are retired, but he's taking a picture, a book, a page, if you will, out of the book of Warren Buffett, one of his closest friends. He said, I'm going to stop. Why should I? And I think that's a really smart idea for you to keep your health mentally and physically. But anyway, he was explaining why he might not be on the richest list. And it has to do with, I think in part, he talked about being divorced and what was going on.
Yeah, this was his annual year-end post where he always, it's the Gates Notes blog, and he always talks about the Gates Foundation, gives updates, talks about different technological advances, he addresses climate change, he covered all of those topics, but he also discussed his 2021 divorce from Melinda, and what then went into that he would be dropping off the world's richest people list, and also adding that, like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if he's one of the world's richest people, and he measures his success differently, and that he's going to continue to keep giving, and he's just happy to be with his family. He's going to become a grandfather next year.
Yeah, right. His daughter Jennifer is expecting her first baby, and that was news that came out, I think, last Thanksgiving. The business about being the richest, it's all an ego trip anyway, because you can never... You could never possibly spend all the money, so why not give some away and do some good?
It all with you. And
Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, you could probably identify with this, but he said that with the news of his new grandchild, more than ever, he is concerned about the world in which his grandchild will live in, and wants to do what he can while he's alive to better the world for his grandchildren.
Yeah. Right. I talk with my two children all the time about what the world is going to be like as these two grow up. And Brendan has a really strong philosophical overview. He says it's going to be exactly what we create for them and then what they create for themselves. And that is true. That's how it works. So good for him. That's smart. Bill Gates in the focus here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's now 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it. Other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee released its final investigative report in the middle of the night Thursday. More than 800 pages to the panel's 18-month probe blames President Trump. They recommend canceling Mr. Trump from running for president in 2024, and the Department of Justice press charges. The panel's findings have no legal standing and are only recommendations. The National Weather Service is reporting a tremendously impactful winter storm has overtaken much of the United States, and a powerful Arctic front was sweeping onto the eastern third of the nation overnight, just days before Christmas. Over 200 million people, or roughly 60% of the population, are under some form of winter weather warning or advisory due to the historic storm. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the New York Jets 19-3 in last night's Thursday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine the muscles in her throat. Never thought about your throat as having muscles, but there you go. There's somebody who's got it. Ronnie, it's now 34 after, almost 35 past the hour, if I'm going to be exact here, and I try to be as exact. You know, I'm disappointed about, at this juncture, is not being able to track Santa Claus on NORAD. You know, the North American Aerospace Defense Command every year teams up with a lot of radio and television stations to help the children track Santa Claus as he goes around delivering the presents. Usually they start around 3 o'clock in the morning. It's really just fun. And I won't be able to do that this year. Well, we'll celebrate a little bit here and there. There are other things going on. This whole business of the weather and how it's affecting the country and what's going on. This is something that comes from the good news department, but I can't help but think this thing is going to be affected by the weather. This is the story of the new soft robot. Have you heard about this? Which moves through the body by the changing of temperatures. And it could be an excellent way to deliver precision doses of key medications, like some of the cancer medications that are around now. The gel bots.
Out of the body so it doesn't have to waste time working its way through the bloodstream. And
right. Yeah. Apparently, they're not really robots at all, Jay. They're capsules filled with a water-based gel that, through expansion and contraction, pushes this little robot through your blood system like an inchworm. Robots are usually they're hard materials, the stuff that you see around, like what's making cars and stuff, metals, plastics, that sort of thing. But that's not really what these are. They're like gummy bears. And some really smart guy is going to make a lot of money having put this, having designed this. The researchers that are using it, they've demonstrated the gels will swell and they shrink in response to temperature. And so this is a pretty smart thing being figured out at Johns Hopkins University, where a lot of doctoral stuff, a lot of medical stuff gets worked around. They are manipulating and moving these robots backward and forward on flat surfaces. So they will. They can be told what to do. I guess, do they have a radio, some kind of antenna in them? They must, if they can be controlled that way. Oh, wowie, zowie. Imagine how you know, we're talking about Bill Gates and what the world is going to be like. Think about the medical world and think about the world of technology in 20 years from now. Think about where we are now. And then go back 20 years, right to the turn of the century, let's say 2002, which in my mind seems like yesterday. And the things, it doesn't seem like, you know, everything is similar, but it really isn't. We weren't using, I'm here with two or three different devices that give me all the information that I need to have an intelligent, hopefully intelligent conversation with you and the listeners about what's going on in the world. I couldn't have done this 20 years ago. It had to be a piece of paper, which, frankly, I still prefer, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's different and changing. That's when you go back to, you ask the question, what's it going to be like for our children and our grandchildren 20 years from now? Look at what has happened in the last 20 years. I even had a conversation when I was with Geller earlier this week. We were having dinner, and for some reason or another, he was talking about his age, because, you know, he and I are the same age, and how things have changed. I said, Uri, look at it this way. Remember what it was like in 1970? He was just getting started with his performing in 1970-71. He just figured out how he could use the skills that he had in the mentalist department to benefit people. That was 1970-71. Well, if you look at the calendar and you go back to 1970, between 1970 and today, how many years is that? And then go backwards from 1970, the same number of years, and you're in World War One. That's startling.
Yeah, it
when
is.
You think about it. Just think about that.
And talking about like technology and everything, it feels like we remember, you and I, Doug, a time when smartphones were not a thing. Social media wasn't a thing. I remember being on the floor in my parents' house looking at the Encyclopedia Britannicas, not Googling things on the Internet.
Love
and
them.
You had to go to the library and do the Dewey Decimal System and everything. There's a scene in Sex and the City, the first movie they did back in 2008, where Carrie is asking for somebody's phone because she can't find hers. And Samantha hands her a smartphone, and she looks at it, and she's like, I don't know how to use this. And we think smart devices, I can't really remember. I can remember a time, but I really can't remember a time before my smart device. But you think that was 2008, and not everybody had smartphones. Like, at the very most, people that were, like, super busy had Blackberries.
I didn't have, I didn't have, I had a flip phone early on, and I've just now given up the ghost because I can't get any flip phones. I have a couple of them. But I don't use them anymore because you can't get information from one system to another. The folks that are at Apple have been clever enough to push people into a situation where they can't transfer. So I'm going to buy a bunch of those iPhone 5s that we can use on the farm and I can use for a phone, you know, because I don't like messing. There are oftentimes a phone call that I have to have information that's on my iPhone. So, you know, there's that sort of, it's just, there's so much technology. And then if I get more of these, I wonder, well, how much the rays, that's really what it is, the rays from these various devices that we're staring at or we're listening to, what is that doing to my head? What's it doing to my body? What's it doing to my life? And, of course, that's an that's something you can't calculate, but it certainly is there, much as anything else. All right, let's talk about the reality of the weather around the country and what's going on. We were laughing about the weather forecaster who was actually the sports guy on the radio, the television station, and how cool that is. That's all over YouTube. It's all over social media. One of the things to keep in mind, hopefully you're mature enough so you don't need to be taught this lesson, but it is common sense about what you do when you're in the biting cold. And it not only, if you take your dog out for a walk, for example, a lot of people do that all around the country. You I take Daisy out for a walk two or three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's as cold as it's going to be, like -7 in Cheyenne, Wyoming this morning, the wind chill warnings affect you and your pets. So let's keep that in mind as you go out. This cold, the wind chill is more of a problem than the actual temperature, because it just blows right through you. So in some places, the last few days have been 6 below, 7 below, 8 below.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of times people look at just the temperature. Look at the real feel. The real feel is what it actually feels like outside,
right.
Not just
the
temperature, even in the heat.
Yeah, right. So America is actually, much of it is on ice, and the Arctic cold will continue over the weekend. It starts warming up on the East Coast early next week, but all across the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and into the north. I'm fortunate it's going to be in California this weekend, and it's 70-something, pretty much the way it was in Israel earlier this week. For me, it was 70, 77, 78 most every day. So if you're used to that, that's cool. If you're down in Florida, it's actually even chillier. And I saw out here, my son said this week it was like 43, 44 in the morning. There are a lot of the temperatures that have changed this week as the situation changed. There was one drop from 43 degrees to 3 degrees in 30 minutes in parts of Wyoming. Think about that. You're outside, you maybe have a medium jacket on, and you're walking your dog, if we use that as the example, and the temperature goes from 43 degrees to 3 degrees in 30 minutes.
Wow.
Bunga, bunga. There are a couple of places. I was looking at some photos of these bomb cyclones that blow in the snow coming off the Great Lakes. Have you seen, you're in Cleveland, so what's going on with Lake Erie? You're right off Lake Erie. What do we have going on there?
Right now it's just really windy and very cold.
Yesterday, I was very fortunate at the airport. I got into Logan about 5:30 last night, and the flight board was filled with cancellations. It looks like 2,500 flights have been canceled because of the cold as much as anything else. I know flying over the country, over the middle part, is pretty bumpy. Even if you're up, and we were at 34,000 feet, I think. And you can feel, it bumps around a little bit when the weather is up that high. There are going to be people starting today. Actually started yesterday. The airport was a madhouse when I went in there. And there are 7 million people that are going to be on airplanes between now and Christmas Day. And there will be 70 million people traveling between yesterday, Christmas, coming back next week. So that's a heck of a lot of people on the roads. And the, it's just, but it is what it is. I think it is something to think about. That's why I'm saying with your pets and with your children, whatever it is, just use common sense. Wrap them up. Do as much as you can. And then there are the recommendations that I would pass along. We have a connection to an ER doctor, and he was nice enough to give us some information about hypothermia. If you are out in this freezing winter weather, let me try to be of some value other than just telling you stories. There are so many different things, heart attacks that will happen. This is the worst time of year for heart attacks. Dr. Kent Kronhaus will tell you that. The worst time of year, because people go out in the cold, their body isn't used to the cold, Your body loses heat faster than it can be produced. If it's snowing, you start shoveling snow, and you haven't shoveled snow since last year, and you're out of shape, there's a recipe for disaster right there.
Well, and one of the things with hypothermia, too, when you're getting into it enough, your body starts to fake heat where you actually feel hot. A lot of times when people have died of hypothermia, like they get lost in the wilderness or something, people find them naked because they got so, they're just delirious and they were so unbelievable. They felt like they were hot even though they were cold, and they started taking off their clothes.
Yeah. Yep. And frostbite, I had that problem when I was a youngster. I've told the story on the air many times. I was 7, 8 years old. I was building an igloo in the driveway. The snow would pile up on the, we had a barn. We used to park the cars next to the house. There was a big old yew bush, but kind of a big fern. And we'd plow the snow up into it and under it. So I'd go out after everything, the snow was over. And it got, usually after a snowstorm, it gets cold. So I'd go out with my shovel and I'd dig a hole. And I did this for years as a youngster. I thought it was cool. I could make my own igloo. And then I learned how to throw hot water on the top of it so that it would freeze fast and it would last longer that way. But once inside of one of the igloos that I made, it collapsed. And I got out, but it was, everything got more cold than. I think I had, as a matter of fact, I had obviously shoes and snow boots on, but I didn't have any, I had no gloves. So my hands literally froze, and so did my feet. So when it's cold now, the other day I was out baling hay, and my hands got cold. It gets cold so fast. So that's something else to be careful about. Bundle up, boys and girls. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So this is Christmas.
All right, lots of food. It's Christmas time. It's the farm food and family portion of the Good Day program as we get ready for all of the food. There are other things going on because this segment of the program, as you have cleverly discerned, is called Farm Food and Family. So the recall today isn't just about the food and the kinds of the farm. This is actually something that's going on at Target. So listen up. If you're a customer at Target, you are told by the folks at Target to stop using some of the weighted children's blankets that were sold in stores and online. There have been a number of incidents where children have become entrapped in the blankets, and a couple of youngsters died because of this. A 4-year-old girl and a 6-year-old girl became entrapped in the cover of these pillow fort weighted blankets,
mm-hmm.
and they died because they were asphyxiated.
Well, and apparently wow. these young children, you can unzip it, and then they enter the blanket, and then they can't get out.
Right. Isn't that horrible? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they've sold hundreds of thousands of these things. They're $40 blankets. They've been around for a couple of years. So if you have them, no matter when you bought them, bring them back to Target. Even if you bought them online at Target.com, bring them to the nearest Target store and get your money back. And don't take no and don't get pushed around. Well, you bought these. No. You need to get a refund. There is no excuse for anybody having to put up with this kind of crap. None whatsoever. So a word to the wise, hopefully. That's our recall. Actually, there are a couple of recalls today. Here's another one that has to do not with the food that you are eating, but the cat food that you're buying. There's a brand, actually, Jay, of dry cat food that's been recalled because of salmonella. Let's see here. The issuing...
Well, this is from Nutrition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pets Indoor Complete Dry Cat Food from HEB in Texas. It was manufactured in November down in Nacogdoches, Texas. And so the animals that are eating it, they have a risk of, as do humans, but even handling this stuff can get sick. If they haven't, after you handle it, if you haven't thoroughly washed your hands, you touch other stuff, and this stuff is so powerful that it can contaminate that food, and you'll get sick no matter what. So there hasn't been anybody who's died or anything, but this is something. When a cat gets salmonella, the cat gets lethargic, has diarrhea, and maybe it's bloody diarrhea, it vomits, that kind of stuff. Some cats will only have decreased appetite and fever and abdominal pain. But how do you know that? Do you talk to your cat? Do you talk to the animals?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you today?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. No, this is... And it just is... what it's done, these companies have all been bought out, and then they get bought out, and they get bought out. They just get bigger and bigger, and there's less and less manufacturing supervision, and so this stuff happens. This is... I don't know how you get cat food locally, although there are companies. I just found a grain company that's starting to produce grain for my cows that was local in Massachusetts, and I didn't even know these people existed. But I went down there the other day, and it was really a fascinating trip to watch how grains and feed for animals is made. And the cat food, those dry foods, whether they're for dogs, cats, cows, they're all made the same way in these huge bins. And then they have little machines that make pellets out of them. And just watching it is fascinating, frankly. But you can see by looking, because there are rats all over the place, and that's what the salmonella more comes from, rats. And rat feces, geese and their feces. There are a lot of flying and on land animals that are just rife with salmonella. And they don't get it themselves, but they pass it along. I know that in some pastures where we've had geese on the farm, salmonella, the geese are around and they drop their poo. The calves, as they're eating, get that stuff into their systems. Bigger cows doesn't affect, but the smaller ones it does. So imagine what it's doing to your young child or to somebody who maybe only weighs 100 pounds, right? That's really because the young calves weigh about 100 pounds and they don't have a strong enough immune system to fight this stuff off. So it's disgusting how much of this stuff there is around. So just beware of it. And if you got any of this cat food, bring it back to the store. Get your money back. Don't get pushed around. It's 59 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.